This is MSO, NewSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School. And, Coach, you're getting ready for Lynn English on Friday for the season opener. And where do you think your team is right now as you're preparing for this game?
Well, we started with a great summer. The workout program went really well. Our attendance was high all summer. We came in August 19th and started camp, and then we took the kids to Nantucket. We had a couple, we were a little rough around the edges in Nantucket. It was the first time that we scheduled three scrimmages in 8 days this preseason since I was with Coach Dombowski and I took over as head coach. But we ended up, we scrimmaged Saturday in Nantucket. Then we had another scrimmage on Wednesday against Manchester Essex. And then we followed that up with the following Saturday against Hamilton Wynnum. And we progressively got a lot better. And, the kids are understanding their system.
Well, tell us about your offense. What's the system this year on offense for Swampscott? And then we'll talk about some of the personnel.
Well, it's kind of funny that you say that because, we had two quarterback coaches last year, and then Chris Cameron came over, and he was basically like a third QB coach. But two of them are firefighters that helped out last year. They're no longer with the team. Chris Cameron took over as the QB coach this year and the offensive coordinator. And it's kind of funny because he just said, I think we should go back. And we went back in time, and we made everything simpler for everybody, and everything's clicking right now. And, the basic thing is right when he came in, he said, we just got to simplify things, and we have.
How far back in time did you go, Coach?
We went back in time to basically when Chris Cameron and my running back coach, Kyle Shonio, basically played in 09. And so we went back 09, and then we just ended up doing our basics, and now we're sprinkling in the more complex system a little bit at a time.
Yeah. Now, I understand Colin Frary will be starting at quarterback this week, but there's a story behind him and his ability to play this year.
Well, Colin Frary actually came into the workouts this off season, and he actually complained about a sore back and everything else, and he ended up going to the doctor, and he had a hairline fracture in his back. And this is a kid that actually, if you've seen the item, and all of a sudden he had a picture of him at preseason, he looked like he was in B squad Papuana last year as our sophomore quarterback. So he actually couldn't work out for a lot of the summer, but what he did is showed up to workouts the whole entire summer, and he ended up studying the playbook the whole entire summer. So, in fact, he knows the playbook better than some of our coaches now, so he knows all his reads, he anticipates everything, and he looked really good on his, he just got okay to play through his doctor. He played the first three quarters for us against Hamilton Wynnum, and, we had a six-minute drive on offense, an eight-minute drive on offense, so Colin looks really good.
Coach, maybe just as a final couple of questions, if you were a scout and looking for a couple of top players on Swampscott's offense and on defense, and when you come away from that game watching your team, who might you single out as a couple of players to keep an eye on?
Well, last year we took a beating on the offensive line. We started our Thanksgiving Day game with four sophomores out of the five linemen, and all four sophomores are back playing on the offensive line. Quest Tyler Lacey, he'll be at right tackle. Left tackle is Noah Carrero. Alex Sheehan is at left guard. And those three guys played the whole entire season last year as sophomores, and now they're juniors. Most of them play on the defensive line also. We have another guy that's around 298, Sean Bowers, that played last year. He's a senior on the defensive line. And who has been really, really, really coming alive is A.J. Venuti and Liam Faulkner, two of the other captains, along with Sean Larizzi at defensive back on defense.
All right, Coach. And finally, how do you see this matchup with Lynn English this year?
Well, I think we are more prepared as a team this year. We're in a better situation this year. We're better prepared after simplifying it. And the one big thing is, as I stress to this team, is, you know, we play for the Blydell Cup, and we're playing for a reason. And, you know, I'm actually very, very excited to play against Lynn English. I loved it when I was a player, and I love coaching against him. So it should be a great time.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and best of luck this week.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay. Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.